A groundbreaking ceremony this week marked the beginning of construction for Umicore's new plant in Loyalist Township. Mayor Jim Hagedorn joined Umicore and members of provincial and federal government at the ceremony. The plant will serve the North American market for electric vehicle batteries. According to Umicore's website, the plant will be at the heart of Canada's automotive technology cluster. As part of Umicore's goal to achieve carbon neutrality for two types of its greenhouse gas emissions by 2035, the plant will be using renewable energy only. During construction, the plant is expected to generate approximately 1,000 employment opportunities. Hundreds of highly skilled positions will be created in operations as well. The Government of Canada and the Ontario government are both supporting the project financially. The factory is set to make the country and the province leaders in North America for this segment of the electric vehicle supply chain. Chief R. Donald Maracle of Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte kicked off the ceremony with a prayer.
Kenjokwa sedewan siyos gonigari wesa na egadi ahodum gariwatego unga dewo no hohde agwego unska adeniwe noni nongwa nigora dano de itiniwe rados ne ogwe sunha asok agwego skono agonhage agwego unska adeniwe noni nongwa nigora dano de itiniwe rados ne yedetni stunha jiwanjade jisego yatko kahu tajes Ago sat stonsera na eoni yohage. Aguego unska adediwe noni neongwa negora. Dano de itiniwe rados ne aguego yonk yonwase geo anjade. Aguego unska adediwe noni neongwa negora. Dano de itiniwe rados ne aguego yonk yonwase ge garonhiade. Dano ono gari aguego de siwe noe rado ne sunquayat diesel. Ne gasat stonsera sa oyera eto nio dunhak ongwat nigora. And it translates into the English language. My people, listen for a short time. The business has now come to pass. Everyone, we will bring our minds together as one and send our greetings to the people so that peace will continue for all. Everyone, we will bring our minds together as one and send our greetings to our mother, the earth, as she still goes along, giving up her own strength to enable us to live good lives. Everyone, we will bring our minds together as one and send our greetings to all things that support us on the earth. Everyone, we will bring our minds together as one and send our greetings to all the things that support us in the sky and in the heavens. And now we send our thanksgiving and our greetings to Sunquayat Diesel, the creator, the great strength of the natural world. Let this always continue in our minds.
Chief Maracle went on to thank the participants of the project.
On behalf of our community, I wish Umicore all the best wishes in this new battery material production plant. I will welcome the jobs that will create and greater economic strength for this region. And I would like everybody that's been involved for their cooperation with each other and wish everybody the best. Niamakoa.
Premier Doug Ford was in attendance and noted the work from all three levels of government.
This can't be put together without the mayor, yourself, your council, and the entire township. And anywhere we've gone, no matter Vic or Minister Champagne, it's always three levels. It's with the municipality, it's with the province, and it's with the federal government, it's with the private sector. So everyone has pitched in, and I'm very grateful.
CEO of Umicore, Matthias Midra, explains why this plant is unique.
Today, we are opening and writing a new chapter for our company that goes beyond just the groundbreaking of a new site. First, for Umicore, it starts our entry in the North American market. It's the start of our battery material supply chain in North America, providing local for local security of supply for our customers. And with this, we are also completing our global footprint. This will be now the fourth world region that we are now producing cathode active materials, and we are only one of the few companies in the world who can say that. Secondly, this plant will be unique. It will be a one of its kind because it will combine cathode active materials with precursors, and that's the first plant that will do that in North America and in Canada.
Minister of Innovation, Science and Industry François-Philippe Champagne explained why Umicore chose Canada.
They realized that Canada offers talent, Canada offers ecosystem, Canada offers critical minerals, Canada offers renewable energy, and Canada offers access to markets. And I think this is what we put on the table that have been centerpiece. That's why we have seen companies like Umicore choosing to come to Canada.
Champagne mentioned the plant's impact on the electric vehicle supply chain.
It's not every day that you can say that everyone in North America is going to have a piece of Loyalist Township as they roll over. But as we put shovels in the ground for what will be, as Mattias said, Canada's first pecan production facility, that's going to fill a critical gap, because the vision we had with the Premier and Minister and the Prime Minister Trudeau, which I want to acknowledge, was really to have a complete supply chain. So we wanted to make sure that we have all the elements to build the electric vehicle of the future in Canada.
Champagne went on to note how wide of an impact the plant will have.
There'll be a piece of Loyalist Township rolling in the roads of North America for generations to come. And I think that you should be very proud. And I think everyone deserves a big round of applause for that.
Ontario's Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, Vic Fedeli, mentioned the jobs that the plant will create.
This investment marks the creation of 600 new, globally coveted, good-paying jobs for the region, including 1,000 jobs throughout the construction period and 700 co-op positions for students as the years go on. This project will make Umicore one of the largest private employers in all of Eastern Ontario. And this is another tremendous positive step forward in building up Ontario's end-to-end electric vehicle supply chain.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted the township's excitement for the plant.
Since Umicore first announced the plans to build this facility in 2022, our community has been energized and eager to welcome them to Loyalist. Residents and businesses alike are anxiously watching the progression and waiting for this project's completion. Today's groundbreaking represents a huge step towards this goal. Although this is a historic day for Loyalist Township, as has been mentioned, this project also represents a huge economic boost to our regional economy. Economic development is a priority of Loyalist Township and the County of Lennox and Addington. We have worked extremely hard to establish a proactive business environment. Our geography, infrastructure, and access to skilled talent combine to make Loyalist a desirable location for economic development.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.